This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, September 2nd, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Cuts to UC sustainability and nutrition programs. Newsom order targets clean energy rollbacks. Labor, CDC, targeted by House GOP. Federal cuts hit UCSAREP and nutrition programs. Federal funding reductions are taking a toll on University of California programs supporting food systems and nutrition education. UC Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program announced it's losing support after the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service terminated the Southwest Regional Food Business Center grant last month. That according to an update from UC SAREP Interim Director Ruth Dahlquist-Willard. UC Agriculture and Natural Resources had coordinated resources for small and mid-tier food businesses in California, Arizona, Nevada, and Utah. Partners such as Valley Vision and the Community Alliance with Family Farmers will also lose support. UC programs are also reeling from the elimination of federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program education funds in a recent reconciliation bill. The CalFresh Healthy Living Program faces the loss of 162 UC nutrition education positions, with more than 2,000 positions at risk statewide. UC leaders stress their continued commitment to serving California communities, that despite the cutbacks. Newsom issues clean energy order amid federal rollbacks. Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order Friday directing state agencies to accelerate permitting and regulatory reviews for clean energy projects at risk of losing eligibility for federal tax credits. The action targets deadlines set in H.R. 1, which would phase out incentives for projects not under construction by mid-2026 or operational by the end of 2027. The order empowers the Energy Working Group of the Governor's Infrastructure Strike Team to identify projects at risk and recommend strategies to help them qualify. Newsom said the move is aimed at protecting jobs, ensuring affordable energy, maintaining grid reliability in the face of Trump's wrecking ball. A broader pushback? Well, the state is also suing over federal rollbacks of EV mandates and clean air standards. Lawmakers led by Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco weighing proposals to streamline CEQA reviews to speed up clean energy project approvals. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Congress returns. GOP looks to slash labor regulators and CDC. Lawmakers are back in D.C. after their long summer recess. House Republicans kicking off the month by proposing to slash spending for the Labor Department and the Centers for Disease Control and Protection. A draft fiscal 2026 spending bill that a House Appropriations Subcommittee will consider today. It would cut the Labor Department's budget by 28%. It would reduce the CDC's by 19%. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration would see its budget reduced by $50 million, while Labor's Wage and Hour Division would see a cut of $25 million. The spending bill also includes provisions to block implementation of H-2A wage reforms proposed by the Biden administration. SCOTUS to face critical decisions on Trump powers. President Donald Trump's trade agenda now rests with the Supreme Court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit ruled 7-4 on Friday that the president misused the International Emergency Economic Powers Act that to impose the sweeping global tariffs that he has employed to force countries to make trade concessions. Trump has other laws he can use to impose the tariffs, but they come with various restrictions. Section 122 of the 1974 Trade Act, for example, allows the president to impose tariffs of 15%, but only for 150 days without congressional approval. The Wall Street Journal, in an editorial, called the case, quote, a crucial moment for the Constitution's separation of powers. They argued that it would open the door to a Democratic president using tariffs to regulate products based on their greenhouse gas emissions, Trump blasting the appeals court. In a social media post this weekend, he said, quote, without tariffs and all of the trillions of dollars we have already taken in, our country would be completely destroyed and our military power would be instantly obliterated, Trump said. He continued saying, in a 7-4 opinion, a radical left group of judges didn't care, but one Democrat Obama appointed actually voted to save our country. By the way, Japan's chief trade negotiator canceled a trip to the U.S. over the Trump administration demands for the Japanese to buy more American rice. That's according to the Nikkei News site. Looking ahead, Office of the U.S. Trade Representative will hold a hearing tomorrow. That's in a case seeking retaliation against Brazil over its ethanol tariffs and use of deforestation to expand crop and grazing lands. Now, for more on this week's D.C. policy agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. That's at AgriPulse.com. USDA discontinuing use of Farm Labor Survey. Department of Agriculture will stop collecting data for the Farm Labor Survey, which has been used to set the adverse effect wage rate paid to farm workers in the H-2A program. The survey and the wage rate are intended to prevent the H-2A program from undercutting wages for domestic labor. In a notice slated for publication in the Federal Register, the National Agriculture Statistics Service says it is not required by law to collect the wage data and that, quote, scarce resources must be reallocated to activities that are required by statute and useful to the department and its customers. The reaction from Ag? Well, the National Council of Agricultural Employers applauded the move, but NCAE President and CEO Michael Marsh also says it is seeking clarity on what that means for farmers. Marsh hopes that discontinuing the use of the survey, that in tandem with a federal judge's decision last week vacating use of a separate wage survey by the Labor Department, means, quote, the market will be allowed to determine wage rates rather than a wrong-headed bureaucratic mandate. Markets work if the government will let them, he said. For now, workers will still be paid the AEWR included in their contracts, Marsh said. Avian flu spread slows, but it may pick up this fall. Highly pathogenic avian influenza detections in poultry and dairy operations have fallen over the summer, but American Farm Bureau Federation economists warns cases could pick back up during the fall bird migration. In a new report, AFBF economist Bert Nielsen says there have been no new detections in commercial poultry flocks in the last 30 days. In the meantime, there has been one detection on a California dairy farm. That happened August 1st. Still, he warns that the fall season will be a, quote, likely time for HPAI flare-ups, since migratory birds will head south for the winter. Here's today's final word. Since joining DPR in 2018, and particularly in the last couple of years as Chief Deputy Director, I have worked to implement our vision of advancing safer, effective, and sustainable pest management. That the Department of Pesticide Regulation Director Karen Morrison celebrating her Senate confirmation last week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, August 2nd, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.